either reserve. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, for the propagation and the conveyance of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the entire humanity, for this great task and great responsibility, every facet, every faction, every tabaka, every group, whether rich, whether poor, whether educated, whether uneducated, whether doctors, whether lawyers, whether engineers, whether politicians, whether rulers, whether male, whether female, every facet, every faction of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been selected for this. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ Allah has selected and chosen this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to convey his deen. Wajtabakum. Ijtaba is a word in the Quran which is used for anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and for nubuwat. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah selects and chooses for nubuwat whomsoever he wants. In other words, the office or the position of nubuwat is not acquired, it is selection from Allah. Likewise, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwajtabakum, was selected by Allah. One of our elders gives a beautiful example. He says, like a person has a basket full of apples in front of him. To take home, he will choose a few of those apples. Those that are rosy, those that are red, those that appear luscious, those that are sweet. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There are no comparisons with Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is the like of Allah. This is just for our understanding. As if the souls of the entire humanity were there in Alam-e Arwah. And from all the souls of humanity, Allah Ta'ala chose and selected one by one, this one for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one for the ummah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the Nabi of this ummah was chosen by Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna Allah Ta'ala تخير القبائل فاختار العرب ثم تخير العرب فاختار مضر ثم تخير مضر فاختار قريش ثم تخير قريش فاختار بني هاشم ثم تخير بني هاشم فاختارني أنا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Allah Ta'ala looked at all the nations of the world. And from all the nations of the world, Allah selected and chose the Arabs. And then from the Arabs, according to the criterion which is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the choicest amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Mudhar. And from then Allah ta'ala looked at Mudhar. And from amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Quraysh. And then Allah ta'ala subjected the Quraysh to these criteria, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Banu Hashim. And then from the Banu Hashim, the pride and the choicest and the most supreme and the most benevolent and the most beloved of Allah's creation, فَاخْتَارَنِي أَنَا. Allah chose me, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pride of humanity. Just like the Nabi of this ummah was chosen and selected by Allah, likewise the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the entire humanity was chosen and selected by Allah. This is selection, choice from Allah. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Allah Ta'ala says, we made this ummah the inheritors of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, of the kitab of Allah. Allah doesn't say, ثُمَّ أَعْطَيْنَا الْكِتَابِ. Allah says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا. We didn't give أَوْرَثَا. We made inheritors. Ulama explained the difference. They say when you give somebody something, he has a choice, he can accept it or reject it. But when you make wirathat of something, when someone inherits something, then he has to accept it. His choice does not come into it. This ummah were made the inheritors of Allah's deen. This ummah were made the inheritors of the Quran. الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. From the whole humanity, those whom Allah chose, that is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we made them the inheritors of our deen. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then three tabaqas, three groups of this ummah which will always remain till Qiyamah. With regards to the responsibility of the effort of deen, and with regards to the responsibility of deen, and with regards to the responsibility of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till Qiyamah this ummah will always have three groups. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ. Those who transgressed upon their souls, the gunegars, those who turned their backs on Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِد. And the other is that group which is moderate. Sometimes they obey Allah, sometimes they disobey Allah. Sometimes they accept their responsibility, sometimes they turn their backs on their responsibility. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And then there is the third group who goes ahead with the permission of Allah. Those, what we call the salihin, the pious, the chosen, those who accepted the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ummah was selected and chosen by Allah for what? My respected brothers, we have gathered on this occasion to remind ourselves of that lesson which we have forgotten. Like a person sometimes he meets up with an accident, he gets amnesia. He forgets, he becomes oblivious. The love of this dunya and the pursuit of this dunya and the hankering after the material possessions of this world has collided with the minds of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the hearts of this ummah. An accident has occurred as a result of which we have reached a stage of amnesia where we have completely forgotten who we are, what we are, what our position is, why were we selected, and what is the object and the goal and direction and destination of this ummah. Like a little pigeon which is caught by a hunter, it is put into a cage, and then years and years and years and years of captivity, so that this pigeon grows up into a bird in captivity. Finally one day comes that the hunter feels sorry for this bird, and he opens the door of the cage and he says to the bird, "Now fly. The blue yonder is waiting for you. The beautiful skies are waiting for you. The lovely breeze is waiting for you. The clouds are waiting for you. The stars are waiting for you. Soar now to those heights." Like that bird, we have gone into the cage of captivity. And then in that cage, we have placed cage upon cage of over ourselves. Chain upon chain, lock over upon lock. The lock of the shop, the lock of the job, the lock of the degrees of this world, the cage of the wealth of this world, the cage of our worldly desires, the cage of our families, cage upon cage, upon cage, upon cage, upon cage. So that when the message is made now, that you are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are mab'uth, you are selected and chosen by Allah, you have been sent for hidayat, you have been sent for humanity, you have been sent to introduce this entire creation to the vastness of akhirat, to tell them of jannat, to tell them of jahannam, to tell them of the qabr, to tell them of the qudrat and the power and the kibriyai of Allah. You are not an ordinary ummah. Like that bird, when finally the door of the cage is open and it is told, "Now fly," a little drop of tears falls down its cheeks and it says to the hunter, "I have forgotten how to fly. I have even forgotten how to flutter my feathers. What blue yonder are you talking about? What sky are you talking about? I only know this cage. I only know this captivity." In the same way, the ummah of Rahmatul Lil Alameen today is saying that we have forgotten. All we know is shop to home, home to shop, shop to job. All we know is the ringing of coins. All we know is the luxuries and the attractions of this world. What palaces are you talking about? What great position and status are you talking about? What raising of the flag of Allah on the surface of this earth are you talking about? We are businessmen. We are doctors. We are lawyers, we are engineers, we only know our surgery, our office, our shop. That which Allah Ta'ala says, mata'ul ghurur. Objects of deception. Baytul ankabut, kasarabim biqi'ati yahsabuhu dham'anu ma'a. That which is a mirage, a deception, a play of the light, it appears to be water to the desert dweller. He goes in that direction, when he comes there he realizes it is still sand, there is no water. And like this his whole life is spent in the pursuit of an illusory dream, of a total and a complete deception. La tusawi janaha ba'uda, that which is not even equal to the wing of one mosquito. La'ibu walahu wazina wa tafakhurun bainakum wa takathurun fil amwali wal awlad kamathali ghaythin a'jaba al kuffara nabatu thumma yahiju fatarahu musfarra thumma yakunu hutama wa fil akhirati 'adhabun shadid wa maghfiratun min Allah wa ridwan wa mal hayatud dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. Games, amusements, competing with one another, rivalry in children, rivalry in wealth, rivalry in boasting over material possession. Like when the rainwaters fall and the orchards appear to be lush and green and the vegetation appears to be green, that farmer becomes pleased, his eyes become cool, he falls into a deception with regards to his crops, thumma yaheej. Then inevitably that time comes when he dries up. And it withers and it becomes yellow and it becomes straws. And that which he thought was a lush field is now a dilapidated ruin. Has now dried up and withered. وَمَا الْحَيَاءَ And what faces him now? وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ A terrible punishment lies in front of him. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ The life and the embellishments and the luxuries and the attractions of this world are nothing but a deception. This ummah has forgotten, and not just forgot that it forgot. Has forgotten its goal, forgotten its direction, forgotten its guide, forgotten its manzil, forgotten its destination. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says, I did not create insan, I did not create jinnat except for my worship. Mufassirin explain, Ayliyarifun, to recognize who is Allah. This ummah, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna dunya khuliqat lakum. This whole world, its amenities, its luxuries, its attractions have been created for you. وَأَنْتُمْ You insan were not created for this temporary world. You insan were not created for that which is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. You were not created for this lie. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ You were created for akhirat. You were created for the recognition of Allah. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ لِأَجْلِكَ وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكَ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ Allah says, O insan, I have created things for you. وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي But I have created you for me. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكَ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ So do not let the pursuit and the desire and the hankering after those things which are your servants, which were created for your service, do not let the hankering after those things occupy you to such an extent that you forget that Allah for whom you were created for. Amnesia has occurred. This ummah has forgotten. And not just forgot that we forgot. What a great status. What a lofty position. What an honorable mission and task Allah selected and chose us for. That for which 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were sent to this world. That for which Anbiya's bodies were cut into two. That for which they underwent unreal, untold hunger, untold pain, untold suffering, untold affliction. That selected and chosen slaves of Allah who were sinless, who are the most honored of Allah's creation, that
for which they gave their lives, wallah, Allah's qasam, every ummati of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was selected and chosen by Allah for the same mission. Ya Dawood, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha wa sanantu alayhim as-sunan. He falls into a deception with regards to his crops. Thumma yaheej. Then inevitably that time comes when it dries up. And it withers and it becomes yellow and it becomes straws. And that which he thought was a lush field is now a dilapidated ruin. Has now dried up and withered. وَمَا الْحَيَاءُ. And what faces him now? وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. A terrible punishment lies in front of him. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The life and the embellishments and the luxuries and the attractions of this world are nothing but a deception. This ummah has forgotten, and not just forgot that it forgot. Has forgotten its goal, forgotten its direction, forgotten its guide, forgotten its manzil, forgotten its destination. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I did not create insan, I did not create jinnat except for my worship. Mufassirin explain, أَيْلِ يَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize who is Allah. This ummah, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. This whole world, its amenities, its luxuries, its attractions have been created for you. وَأَنْتُمْ, you insan were not created for this temporary world. You insan were not created for that which is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. You were not created for this lie. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. You were created for akhirat. You were created for the recognition of Allah. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ يَبْنَ آدَمْ خَلَقْتُ الْأَشْيَاءَ لِأَجْلِكَ وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكَ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ. Allah says, O insan, I have created things for you. وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي, but I have created you for me. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكَ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ. So do not let the pursuit and the desire and the hankering after those things which are your servants, which were created for your service, do not let the hankering after those things occupy you to such an extent that you forget that Allah for whom you were created for. Amnesia has occurred. This ummah has forgotten. And not just forgot that we forgot. What a great status. What a lofty position. What an honorable mission and task Allah selected and chose us for. That for which 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were sent to this world. That for which Anbiya's bodies were cut into two. That for which they underwent unreal, untold hunger, untold pain, untold suffering, untold affliction. That selected and chosen slaves of Allah who were sinless, who are the most honored of Allah's creation, that for which they gave their lives, wallah, Allah's qasam, every ummati of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was selected and chosen by Allah for the same mission. Ya Dawood, inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umam kulliha wa sanantu alayhim as-sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya wa iftaradtu alayhim al-fara'id allati iftaradtuha ala al-anbiya. O Dawood, Allah Ta'ala addresses Dawud alayhi salam more than 1,000 years before this ummah could come into existence. I have given fazilat, I have given rank, I have given superiority, I have given honor, I have given status, I have given nobility to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that this ummah supersedes every other ummah. What is the basis of their supremacy? I made sunnat upon them, sunnat of anbiya. I made farz upon them, the fariza of anbiya. Hatta ya'tuni yawm al-qiyamah wa nuruhum mithlu nuril anbiya. And if they will fulfill this, if they will understand what their goal, what their object, what their direction is, then Allah Ta'ala says to Dawud alayhi salam, this ummah will come before me on the day of judgment, and I will give them nur like the nur of anbiya. I will give them nur like the nur of anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Ala ukhbirukum bi aqwamin laysu bi anbiya wala shuhada يغبطهم النبيون والشهداء يوم القيامة بمنازلهم من الله على منابر من نور يعرفون عليها. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم on one occasion addresses his sahaba and he says to them, O my sahaba, should I not tell you of a people? Should I not tell you of a people that they are not anbiya, nor are they shuhada, but Allah will raise them up on pulpits and mounds of nur, such effulgence and such status and such recognition Allah will give them on the day of judgment that even the anbiya will envy them. قَالُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, who are these people? O Nabi of Allah, who are these people? هُمُ الَّذِينَ يُحَبِّبُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيُحَبِّبُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَى عِبَادِهِ وَيَمْشُونَ لِلَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ نُصْحًا. قَالُوا هَذَا حَبِّبُ اللَّهَ إِلَى عِبَادِهِ فَكَيْفَ يُحَبِّبُونَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. قَالْ يأمرونهم بما يحب الله وينهونهم عما يكره الله فإذا أطاعوهم أحب الله من بعد. رواه ابن عدي ورواه الحاكم في المستدرك ورواه ابن أبي عدي في الكامل. They said, O Nabi of Allah, who are these people that even the anbiya will envy them? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are those people of my ummah. Understand the martaba of this ummah. Understand the status of this ummah. Understand the job and the task and the mission of this ummah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they are those people of my ummah who will make such an effort on the hearts of mankind that these hearts will be filled with the love of Allah. And they will make such an effort upon humanity that each person will become beloved in the sight of Allah. وَيَمْشُونَ لِلَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ نُصْحَى. And with the pain, and with the concern, and with the desire, and with the worry of humanity, whether Africa, whether Asia, whether America, whether Europe, the concern and the cry and the pain of humanity will make these people walk on the earth of Allah for the sake of Allah, person to person, town to town, city to city, locality to locality. Sahaba reply, O Nabi of Allah, this we understand. This we understand. Go person to person, introduce them to Allah, so that Allah becomes beloved to them. But how are we going to make them beloved to Allah? How are we going to make them beloved to Allah? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, O my Sahaba, these people will enjoin such actions upon people which Allah loves. They will forbid them from such actions which Allah dislikes. When they will come onto that which Allah loves, and they will stay away from that which Allah dislikes, when Allah will become the goal, when Allah will become the direction, when they will be motivated by the desire to please only Allah, and to stay away from those things which displease Allah. لَيْتَكَ تَحْلُو وَالْأَيَامُ مَرِيرَةٌ وَلَيْتَكَ تَرْضَى وَالْأَنَامُ غِضَابُ وَلَيْتَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَامِرٌ وَبَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَالَمِينَ خَرَابُ. Like the poet says, if everybody dislikes me, if everybody is sour with me, if everyone has turned against me, and my Allah, you are happy with me, then I have no worry. And oh my Allah, if my relationship with the whole alam is destroyed, and my relationship with you is made, then also I have no worry. They will enjoin that which Allah loves. They will forbid from that which Allah dislikes. When humanity will come upon this, then automatically Allah will love them. This ummah was selected. This ummah was chosen by Allah to finish itself for that which Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam finished themselves. This was never an ummah that had dunya in front of it. This was never an ummah that was motivated by the love or by the attachment of material things. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ Go person to person, warn them, remind them that the life of this world is not the be all and end all. Allah has not sent us for the material things of this world. This is a deception. This is coming to an end. The actual goal, the actual direction is the pleasure of Allah. If the life of this world is lived in such a fashion that I have pleased my Allah, then I can have a shop or I can be a pauper. I can have a home or I can be living in a hut. I can have clothes on my body or my clothes can be tattered and torn. But if I have pleased my Allah, then I am 100% successful. And if I have everything, all the wealth of the world, all the comforts of the world, all the luxuries of the world, all the amenities of this world, but if I don't have Allah in front of me, if my heart is not beating with the love of my Allah, if my life is not motivated by the desire to please my Allah, then more unsuccessful and more under deception than myself, there is no one else. فَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. Allah says, that person who on the day of judgment, his scale of good deeds is light, his scale of evil deeds is heavy. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. This person has put himself into destruction. He will reside in Jahannam forever. Such a destruction, the like of which there is no other destruction. Such a loss, the like of which there is no other loss. Some people, according to the direction they chose in this world, they will rise up from their qabr. Ya waylana, man ba'athana min marqadina. What halakat has come upon us? Who is it that rose us up from these qabrs? We thought it was only mort. We thought that fulfill your pleasures, fulfill your desires in this world. There is no qabr, there is no hashar, there is no akhirat, there is no Hisab kitab in front of Allah. We were living a life of pleasures. We were living a life of desires. وَمَنْ أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدر ما حسابيه يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني ماليه هلك عني سلطانيه خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه. The book of deeds will come in their left hand. يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه. If only I wasn't given this book of deeds. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَا. If only I didn't know my حِسَاب. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. If only I had died in the world and I was never resurrected. My wealth is of no use to me. My sultanate is of no use to me. My family is of no use to me. My friends are of no use to me. That same family for which he broke the order of Allah. That same wife for which he broke the order of Allah. Those same children for which he broke the order of Allah. That same society whose pleasure he put over the pleasure of Allah. On that day when the reality will dawn in front of him. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي من عذاب يوم إذن ببني وصاحبته وأخي وفصيلته التي تهي ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجي كلا. The مجرم on that day will say to Allah, he will say to Allah, oh Allah, take my wife, take my children, take my family, take my society, take the entire humanity and put them into Jahannam, but save me from Jahannam. وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة وجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قطرة. Their faces blackened, their faces darkened, black tar placed upon their faces. They will rise up from those covers with such darkness that even the darkest night will seek protection from them. They will rise up with such a terrible stench that the stench and stink of this world will seek protection from them. They hankered after the luxuries of this world. They hankered after the soft clothes of this world. They hankered after the beautiful homes of this world. They hankered after the luxuries and comforts of this world. Now, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. The scale of good deeds were light. Now the entire system of their lives will change. Their faces will be blackened. سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ. Their clothes will be of fire. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٍ. Their bedding of fire. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٍ. The cloths over them of fire. نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Their homes will be of fire. كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا. It is as if the darkest night has covered and enveloped these people. Fire in every direction. كلا ليمبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة. That fire whose stones will melt mountains. What will that fire do to the flesh and bones of insan? Verily they will be thrown into the treasure. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةَ. And what will make you know what is the treasure? نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ. It is Allah's kindle fire. أَلَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. That fire which will penetrate the hearts of man. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً. This word ala in itself presents a terribly frightening picture. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Jahannam will be over them. مُؤْصَدَةً. They will be vacuum packed. They will be locked up in Jahannam. This word مُؤْصَدَةً, if you want to understand it by way of an example. Most of us must have seen a pressure cooker. The bottom is hard. The sides are hard. The top is sealed over. A small hole is left so that the excess steam can escape. If that hole is not left there, then that pressure cooker will become a bomb. And what is the effect of vacuum packing the heat? If we haven't seen one, ask our wives or ask our mothers. That meat, which normally takes 2 hours to cook, in 10 minutes will become soft. And if it is left longer, by the time, if it's left for half an hour, then the meat will separate from the bones till eventually everything will melt. Innaha alayhim mu'sada. Allah says we will vacuum pack Jahannam over them. The walls of Jahannam will be hard. The bottom of Jahannam will be hard. But there no hole will be left for excess steam to escape, because Jahannam will not explode. They will beg from Allah. They will beg from Allah. The entire tarteeb and system of their lives have changed. Their clothes are fire. Fire over their faces. Fire of their beddings. Fire of their rooms. The clothes, the food also fire. Yusqa mimma in sadeed. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٍ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ لَا يُسْمِنْ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ. They will be given water of boiling springs to drink. They will be given water of the blood and pus of the people of Jahannam to drink. Such will be the heat of the water, that when it is brought close to the face, the flesh of their cheeks will start melting and pour into the same water. They will be given food of thorny trees to eat. If the reality of this Jahannam is in front of us, then how can it ever be possible? How can it ever be possible for the temporary pleasures of this world to break the command of Allah? The tazkira of Jahannam has come out of the ummah. The talks of Jahannam have come out. The reminder of Jahannam have come out. The concern is for the discomfort of this world. The concern is for the pain of this world. The concern is for the electricity bill of this world. The concern is for the soft bedding of this world. The concern is for the nice air conditioners of this world. The concern is for the good food of this world. And worse than that, the concern is for the haram pleasures of this world. They will shout out for 1,000 years in Jahannam, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik. Calling the keeper of Jahannam, Malik, Malik, Malik. After 1,000 years he will reply, what is it that you want? لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. Ask Allah to give us maut. Let us die. Comes in one riwayat, Allah will gather the people of Jahannam, Ya Ahl al-Nar, Ya Ahl al-Nar, Kam labithtum fil ardi adada sineen. O people of Jahannam, how long was the life of this world? How long was the life of this world? Whether it was 50 years, whether it was 60 years, whether it was 100 years. Or whether like the nation of Aad, where the child would become baligh at the age of 300 and live up to 900 or 1,000 years. Regardless of how long the life was, one reply they will give, Labithna yawman, Labithna yawman, O Baba yawm. O Allah, we live for one day or a portion of one day. Fasalil al-Aadin, ask those who are counting. It was only one day or a portion of one day. Allah will reply, بِئْسَ مَتْ تَجَرْتُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ أَوْ بَعْضِ يَوْمٍ سَخَطِي وغضبي ولعنتي ونار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا. What a terrible honor you have acquired in one day or a portion of one day. You have earned my anger. You have earned my curses. You have earned my azab. You have earned my jahannam. خالدين فيها أبدا. Now you have to reside herein forever. ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. No matter how intense the azab is, and the azab will go on increasing, death will not come. ليقضي علينا ربك. O Malik, O Malik, let Allah give us mort. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. Then they will start calling Allah. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah. After thousands of years, Allah will reply, what is it that you want? غلبت علينا شقوتنا وكنا قوما ضالين ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون. They will say, O Allah, our desires overtook us. We were a deviated nation. Take us out now. Take us out now. Now we will better ourselves. Now we won't disobey you. Allah will reply, اخسوا فيها ولا تكلمون. O Malik, lock up Jahannam. They must no longer even speak now. إنها عليهم مؤصدة. Jahannam will be locked up over them. خالدين فيها أبدا. Forever and ever, to the extent that it comes in one riwayat, that if it was said to the people of Jahannam, for as many as the grains of sand in the world, we can't even count the grain of sand in this ishtimaga. For as many as the grains of sand in the world, for each grain of sand, if it was equivalent to 1 year, that period of time you will have to remain in Jahannam and then you will get mort. It is said that if this was said to the Jahannamis, there would be no extent to their joy if they heard this. What intelligence, what intelligence enables this insan to turn his back on that Jahannam and hanker after the temporary pleasures and desires of this world. وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ. Each ummati was made responsible to warn the entire humanity about this Jahannam. To make this entire humanity aware of akhirat. Each ummati was given this responsibility by Allah. To tell them that mort is not the be all and end all. You are not azad. You are not free in this world. Each thing that you are doing, there is a Malik and a Khaliq and a Razik Allah who is testing you in this world. Nothing escapes him. Allah is aware of everything. This life is not forever. وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةٌ وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time that is coming, and when that mort will come, وَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْضَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ. When mort will bear its claws, then no force or no system in this world will ever help you. لا تستأخرون عنه ساعة ولا تستقدمون. You will not be able to delay it by even 1 second. Allah is testing you. Each thing Allah is aware of. يا بنية إنها إن تكو مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله. Luqman alayhi salam addresses his son. Quran mentions this. O my beloved son, if that action that you did, whether it be good, whether it be evil, is smaller than the grain of mustard seed, hidden in a boulder, somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth, know and understand, my son, a day is coming. يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. that even that action Allah will bring it in front of you. That day is coming, which Quran speaks about again and again. Maliki yawmuddin, Qiyamah is coming, that day is coming. Dhalika yawmun mashhood, inna yawmal fasli kana miqata, inna yawmal fasli miqatuhum ajma'in, qul innal awwalin wal akhirin lamajmu'un ila miqati yawmin ma'lum, wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun, yawma yaljaj'alul bildana shiba, yawma la yanfa'ul zalimin ma'ziratuhum, يَوْمَ يَأْتِ لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. A day is coming, a day is coming, يوم, a day is coming. تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Every breastfeeding mother will forget about her child. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Every pregnant woman will abort her child. Luqman alayhi salam, Allah is ordering him, he is addressing his son. Through him, every father of this ummah, every mother of this ummah is being told that let your homes come alive with the tazkirah of akhirat. Introduce akhirat in front of your children. Istihzar of akhirat, consciousness of akhirat, consciousness of jannat, consciousness of jahannam. Instill this in those children. Make them understand. Let the youth of this ummah come out of those homes. By the time they are baligh, by the time they are the age of 15, and they have complete conviction on akhirat. This ummah is not azad. This ummah is not free. This ummah has been given a responsibility by Allah. Everything is being recorded. Everything is being recorded. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word you utter, Allah says, my angels are present, they are writing it down. بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. My angels are with you, they are right with you. Everything is being written down. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْآيُنِ. Each time your eye strays, Allah says, I know of it. وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Each time your heart plans the disobedience of Allah, Allah says, I am aware of it. Nothing is hidden, not in the heavens, not in the earth, not the tiniest grain of mustard seed is concealed or hidden from Allah. One is that life, the other is when Allah is in front, and when the pleasure of Allah is made the object. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Their scale of good deeds are heavy. These are the ones who are successful. Wujuhui yawmaidin nadhira. Musfira, dhahika, mustabshira. Smiling faces, happy faces. Amma man utiya kitabahu bi yaminihi fayaqulu ha umqra'u kitabiyah inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah fahuwa fi 'eeshatin radiyah fi jannatin 'aliyah qutufuha daniyah kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. These are those whose book of deeds are given in the right hand. Ha'um, they will say, come iqra'u kitabiyah. Read my kitab. I knew of this day. I prepared for this. Such a jannat will be given to them. Look at the manner in which Quran describes jannat. Words cannot possibly express. Akwabun mawdu'a, wa namariqu masfufa, wa zarabiyyu mabthutha. على سرر موضونة متكئين عليها متقابلين يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون. Goblets of wine they will be given to drink. In Surah Dahar, Allah mentions three darajat. Everyone won't be equal. Those who went ahead, Allah will take them ahead. One is that group. Innal abrar, yashrabun min kas, kana mizajuha kafura. One is that group. that will drink from goblets in Jannat. Then there is another group, وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. One is that group that will drink. The other is that group, يُسْقَوْنَ, they will be given to drink. They will be given to drink. Higher rank. And then even higher than that, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. That Allah with His own hands will give them to drink. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. Allah will give them to drink. Their Rabb will give them to drink. Different darajat. What the manner of that giving will be, that Allah knows. Because Allah's Zaat is beyond the imagination of insan. لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون. The flesh of birds they will be given to eat. Not like the birds of dunya, when you want the hen you have to chase after it. We're not talking about the rainbow farm or early bird farm, where those birds are being fooled upon morning and night for mass production. We're talking about the strong hens. Go to the village and see how the whole village has to run behind that one rooster to catch all of it. Jannat won't be like that. There the bird of Jannat will come to the Jannati. Ya Wali Allah Kuli, Ya Wali Allah Kuli, O the friend of Allah, eat me. O the friend of Allah, eat me. One will come and say, Inni ru'aytu min al-jannati tahta al-arsh, wa sharibtu min ma'is salsabil, eat me. I drank water from underneath the arsh of Allah. I grazed underneath the arsh of Allah. And I drank from salsabil spring, eat me. Eat me, eat me. And the jannati will eat. After he eats, the bird will become whole and fly away again. The mind cannot imagine. The lowest jannati, the lowest jannati. Long riwayat, just a section of it. فَيَنْتَلِقُ أَمَامَهُ حَتَّى يُفْتَحَ لَهُ الْقَصْرِ قَالَ وَهُوَ مِنْ دُرَّةٍ مُجَوَّفَ سَقَائِفُهَا وَأَبْوَابُهَا وَأَغْلَاقُهَا وَمَفَاتِيحُهَا مِنْهَا تَسْتَقْبِلُهُ جَوْهَرَةٌ خَضْرَاءَ مُبْتِنَةٌ بِحَمْرَاءَ فِيهَا سَبْعُونَ بَابٍ كل باب يفضي إلى جوهرة خضراء مبتنة كل جوهرة تفضي إلى جوهرة على غير لون الأخرى في كل جوهرة سرر وأزواج ووصائف. He will go ahead and suddenly in front of him a huge palace of pearl will come. The door will be made out of pearl. The roof will be made out of pearl. The floor will be made out of pearl. The lock and the key will be made out of pearl. And in front of this huge pearl will be another palace made out of green emeralds, which is lined on the inside with red. It will have 70 doors. Each door will be leading to another pearl of a different color. And in each of these multitudes of palaces will be servants, will be food, will be the wives of Jannat. Such an abundance of food that it comes in one riwayat, the lowest Jannati, the lowest Jannati. A dastarkhan will be put in front of him. On it will be 80,000 different types of food. And not like the food of this dunya. When one plate of biryani is brought, it's ate with relish. Then the second plate is brought, that one too is ate, maybe with a bit of relish. By the time the third or the fourth plate comes, he doesn't want to look at the food also. Jannat won't be like that. يَجِدُ فِي آخِرِ لُقْمَةٍ مِّنْهَا لَذَّةً لَمْ يَجِدْ قَبْلَهَا. You will experience in the 80,000 morsel that lazzat and that ecstasy which he didn't experience before it. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi says, when the Jannati enters Jannat, he will be overtaken by a burst of joy. It will be said to him, Araita suwara farhatika hadihi. Have you experienced a burst of joy? He will say yes. Then it will be said to the Jannati that from now for eternity, the only thing that will happen is that the level of your joy will increase. يَسْتَقْبِلُهُ رَجُلٌ مِثْلُ النُّورِ فَإِذَا رَآهُ هَوَى يَسْجُدُ لَهُ. A person will come in front of him shining with light. When this Jannati sees that person, he will get up ready to make sajda. So this person will say, Mashanu, what has happened? So he will say, Alasta Rabbi? Aren't you my Allah? So magnificent, so beautiful, so much light, you must be my Allah. This person will say, Innama ana kahruman. Laka mithli alfu kahruman. Ala alfi qasr. Ma bayna kulli qasrain masiratu sana yura adnaha kama yara aqsaha. This person will say, I am only your slave. I am only your slave. And like me, there are 1,000 slaves that belong to you. Each slave has been deputed over one palace for you. Between each palace is a distance of 1 year. Yet, like he will see the nearest palace, he will be able to see the furthest palace in his kingdom. This is the lowest Jannati, lowest Jannati. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says, يَدْخُلُ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى الْحُورَىٰ. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that a Jannati will enter upon his wife. Women of such indescribable beauty. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, in Jannat, there is one hoor. Her name is Laiba. Her name is Laiba. She is made of musk, amber, saffron, and camphor. Lola anna Allah qada ala ahli al-jannati alla yamutu lamatu min husniha wa jamaliha. Such is the beauty of this hoor, that if Allah Ta'ala had not ordained upon the people of Jannat that you cannot die in Jannat, they would have died when they saw the beauty of this woman. Like it is mentioned in that poem of Malik bin Dinar, Lok du'iya bi kalamiha mayyitun lajab, that her voice is so beautiful that if a dead person had to hear it, he'll come to life. And if a living person had to hear it, his liver would be split. Such is her beauty. He says, جَمِيعُ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ عُشَّاقٌ لَهَا. That the rest of the hoors of Jannat have ishq for Laiba. Such is the beauty of this Laiba. And they each address her. And they say, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الطَّالِبُونَ لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الطَّالِبُونَ لَجَدُّوا فِيكِ. O Laiba, O Laiba, if the youngsters of the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and if those who aspired for you had to come to know of your beauty, they would have given everything to acquire you. Maktubun bayna ayneha, wa fi riwayatin maktubun bayna nahriha. Maktubun fi nahriha. In one riwayat it comes, it is written between her two eyes. And in another riwayat it comes, it is written on her breast. That person, من أحب أن يكون مثلي فليعمل برضاء ربي. That person who wants to acquire me, that one who wants to own me, let him give preference to the desire of my Allah over his own desires. Such a Jannat. And Anas radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person will enter upon his wife. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَتَسْتَقْبِلُهُ بِالْمُعَانَقَةِ وَالْمُسَافَحَ. She will greet him by embracing him and by cuddling him lovingly. فَبِأَيِّ بَنَانٍ تُعَاتِيهِ. Leave the ecstasy of the embrace. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O my Sahaba, Do you know what Allah has kept in the fingertip of that woman? They said, Allahu wa Rasulu alam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lo anna bananam min bananiha bada latamasa do ash-shamsi kama tatmusu ash-shamsu do an-nujum. Like when the sun rises, the stars disappear. They haven't gone anywhere. The effulgence of the sun is such that it blinds one to the light of the stars. In the same way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if her fingertip had to come into the world, such is the noor of her fingertip that the sun would become invisible. وَلَوْ أَنَّ طَاقَةً مِّن شَارِهَا مَلَأَتْ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If one strand of her hair had to be hung between the heavens and the earth, the whole world will be filled with the sweet fragrance of the one strand of hair. And such is the beauty. إِذَا أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِعْرَاضَةً إِزْدَادَتْ فِي عَيْنِهِ سَبْعِينَ ضِعْفًا. Each time the Jannati will turn his gaze away from her and he will look back, she will become 70 times more beautiful. So he will be shocked and surprised. He will say to her, Wallahi laqad izdadti fi ayni sab'ina dhifa. What has happened? How is it that you have become 70 times more beautiful? She will look at him and she will say, Wallahi, Wallahi, لَقَدْ إِزْدَدْتَ فِي عَيْنِي سَبْعِينَ ضِعْفًا. By the qasam of my Allah, and by the qasam of my Allah again, you, my husband, have also become 70 times more beautiful. Such women, أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a faj'alnahunna abkara uruban atraba uruban atraba inna lilmuttaqina mafaza hadaiq wa anaba wa kawa'iba atraba. Complete total description of these women Allah has given in Jannat. Not possible on this occasion to open up this description. Many of us won't be able to take it also. This ummah was selected and chosen by Allah. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. That go person to person, town to town, go to the entire humanity, go to the entire mankind, invite them, warn them, tell them about Jannat, tell them about Jahannam. وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Introduce them to the greatness of Allah, to the majesty of Allah, to the qudrat of Allah, to the kibriyai of Allah, to the jalal of Allah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Tell them, in the heavens, in the earth, there is only one Allah. The heavens belong to Him, the earth belongs to Him, the crops belong to Him, the grains belong to Him, the rains belong to Him, the sun belongs to Him, the moon belongs to Him, the stars belong to Him, every cell of this our bodies, every atom of this universe belongs to Allah. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, La ilaha illa hu. Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West, there is no one but Allah. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib, Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. East, West, North, South, above, below, sun, moon, stars, crops, grain, every direction, أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Turn in any direction and it is only Allah. This is the job of this ummah, to invite one person. يُحَبِّبُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. Instill the love of Allah in the hearts of his slave. This was the primary effort of every Nabi of Allah. This was the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His day, inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila, for you my beloved Nabi, in the day is a swim, not in a river, not in an ocean, not in a pool, a swim in the sea of humanity. For what? Wa rabbaka fakabbir, introduce them to the greatness of Allah, to the kibriyai of Allah, to the jalal of Allah, to the qudrat of Allah. In the heavens, in the earth, no one is going to solve your problem besides Allah. No one is going to give you wealth besides Allah. No one is going to protect you besides Allah. No one is going to give you honor besides Allah. No one is giving you food to eat besides Allah. No one is giving you air to breathe besides Allah. No one is enabling you to see besides Allah. No one is enabling you to hear besides Allah. What you want can never happen unless Allah wants it to happen. And what Allah wants will always happen. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What in the heavens, in the earth, only that happens which Allah wants to happen. This conviction of Allah, this yaqeen of La ilaha illallah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, tell them He is Allah, He is one, He is alone. Allah doesn't say wahid, because with wahid there can be thani, wahid, there can be a second one. Ahad, Allah is ahad, unique. There can be no second with Allah. There is nothing that is like Allah. No beginning, awal, laysa qablahu shay, akhir, laysa ba'dahu shay. Allah is the first, before Allah there is nothing. Allah is the last, after Allah there is nothing. Awal bila bidaya, akhir bila nihaya. Allah is such a first who is not in need of a beginning. And Allah is such a last who is not in need of an ending. Allah is not in need of anything. The entire creation has a starting point, has an ending point. Allah has no beginning, no ending. The entire creation is confined to space, confined to time, confined to direction. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of direction. Allah is free of shape. Allah is free of form. Allah is free of limitations. لا يحويه مكان. No space contains Allah. لا يشتمل عليه زمان. There is no past tense, no present tense, no future tense with Allah. Space belongs to Allah. Time belongs to Allah. There is no past or present or future with Allah. Time is the creation of Allah. It is subject to the decree of Allah. The greatness, the majesty, the kibriyai, the azmat of Allah has to enter into the depths of the heart. Once one Bedouin came into Masjid An-Nabawi. He raises his hands in dua. Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wala tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wala yassifuhu al-wasifun, wala tughayyiruhu al-hawadith, wala yakhsha al-dawair. Ya man ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal, wa makail al-bihar, wa adada qatr al-amtar, wa adada waraq al-ashjar, wa adada ma azlama alayhi al-layl, wa ashraqa alayhi al-nahar, wala tuwari minhu sama'un sama'a, wala ardun arda, wala bahrun ma fi qa'rih, wala jabalun ma fi wa'rih. O my Allah, whom no eye can encompass, whose majesty and greatness is such that the imagination will fail to cast him into any mold or form. He is beyond the imagination of insan. He is beyond the description of anyone. The ravages and the movement of space and time does not affect you, O my Allah. Ya man ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal, O my Allah, who knows the weight of the mountains, who knows the measure of the seas, whose knowledge is so complete that nothing is concealed from him. On a given piece of land, rainwater is coming down. Ya'lamu adada qatri al-amtar, how many rain droplets are falling? The volume of each rain droplet, the speed of each rain droplet, where it will fall. All this is in the knowledge of Allah. From the beginning of time till now, how many rain droplets have fallen? From now till Qiyamah, how many rain droplets will fall? All this in the knowledge of Allah. Each droplet of water, which one will go to the root of which plant, which one will go into which stream, which one will go into the mouth of which person, which droplet of water will be evaporated and go back into the heavens, all this in the knowledge of Allah. Was sahabil musakhkhar, the clouds belong to Allah.